Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Mr. Postmaster, we took so much time Friday night. Poor Molly Hoffman hardly had time to play any Christmas music after our program.
Well, we'll have to be briefer. But I will say that beginning tonight, after 6 o'clock, we'll be playing all Christmas music.
That'll be nice. I vote for an hour of the Chipmunks.
Wow, an hour! Is that any sort of proper Christmas spirit in this message?
Yeah, sure. Well, maybe a little of the Seeing Dogs mixed in for variety.
Ah, you show no mercy. How about mixing in a few letters?
Okay.
Oh, I see you've given me one here. Let's see. This is from Lisa Lynn Lloyd, who writes, Dear Santa, I would like a baby comeback, rock and roll stroller, typewriter, Farrah Fawcett doll, and brown luggage. I will leave you some cookies and milk. Love, Lisa Lynn Lloyd, who has also drawn us a picture of a Christmas tree, and one of the decorations is a big red heart on it. Look at that. Very nice, Lisa.
And here's a letter from Roger. Dear Santa, my name is Roger, and I'm 11 years old. I would like for you to bring me a Stretch Armstrong and an Evel Knievel and Batman, Robin, Joker, a CB radio, and a redskin jacket, and any other surprises. I have tried to be a good boy. I mailed one letter, and it wasn't read. Love, Roger. Merry Christmas, and have a happy new year.
Well, somebody else apparently thinks the letter wasn't read and sent another one along. But that's all right. This is same handwriting, so I recognize the family affiliation there. Dear Santa, my name is Joey, and I'm 5 years old, and I would like you to bring me a stroller and a baby that-a-way and a pucker-up, a Bugs Bunny and Tweety Bird, a hospital set, a McDonald's set, and a barn set, and Raggedy Ann. And I will leave you some cake and coffee and a drink. And I have been a very good girl. I mailed one letter to you, and you never did read it. Love, Joey. P.S. Please bring my cat Igor something, for he has been good, too. Oh, Joey, we got the letter and got it sent on to Santa. Don't you worry about things like that. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Joey.
This is a letter to Santa from Miss Taylor's kindergarten class.
Look at that, would you?
Yeah, at Orange Elementary School. Dear Santa, we have been good this year. These are the things we want for Christmas. Junior Martin wants a racing car.
Tracy Horsey wants a baby comeback.
Anthony Hall wants a bicycle.
T.J. Blankenbaker wants a BB gun.
Angela Brown wants a juggy buggy.
David Gardner wants a letter friend.
Rodney Johnson wants an Evel Knievel.
And Leslie Sedwick wants a dollhouse.
Angie Gallahue wants a baby this and that.
And Betty Jo Martin wants a hippity hop. And Gretchen Altman wants a hippity hop, too.
Bryant Sims wants a bicycle.
Tracy Hickman wants a superstar Barbie.
David Thomas wants a walkie-talkie.
Buddy Irving wants a walkie-talkie, too.
Amy Keeney wants a superstar Barbie.
Amy Riordan wants a tender love and kisses.
Tanya Gallahue wants a baby come back.
Susan Tusing wants a doll baby.
John Collier wants a walkie-talkie.
Over here, a little note says Scott English wants a Batman.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas from Miss Taylor's class.
That's the kindergarten class, Miss Taylor's gang, at Orange Elementary School. Well, friends, that is quite a long list. Hey, I've got one more over here, Miss Message. This is on yellow paper. Get it right now. It says, Dear Santa, I have been a good and bad boy. You see, you haven't been really good and bad, but I've been good and bad. But I will be good from now on. I want a Batman set, little cars, clothes, and a razor for my uncle, and a microwave oven for my aunt. And then it says here, I live with my aunt, uncle, 5 cousins, and 2 sisters. So please bring them all something nice. My cousin Tracy wrote this letter for me. Love, Jimmy Cummins. Jimmy is age 6. He really wrote very nicely when he signed his own name over here, and thanks to Tracy for helping him with this little part of the letter. And Jimmy lives in Unionville. Very nice letter from Jimmy Cummins. Now, what's on tap from the pupils in the 7th and 8th grade English classes at Grimes School, Miss Message?
Well, let's see. Here's a story.
It's a curious title. English? Or no. Christmas on Board the Enterprise by Anne Harrison. Now, I've got to be all the actors in this, so jog me if my voices get wrong. Merry Christmas, Jim, said Dr. McCoy as he walked onto the bridge. Thank you, Doctor. Same to you, replied the captain with a pleasant smile. Spock raised an eyebrow quizzically. The captain explained to him, It's an ancient Earth custom, Mr. Spock, a holiday greeting. I see, muttered the first officer. Lieutenant Uhura, how are things going concerning the crew's activities this Christmas? Oh, very well, sir. All crew members are carrying out their assignments in a very orderly fashion. Decks 200 to 150 are putting up handmade wreaths. Decks 149 to 100 are decorating Christmas trees. Decks 99 to 50 are rehearsing their pageant. Decks 49 to 2 are learning carols. And Deck 1 is throwing a party, and, well, I'm invited. Bye! Uhura ran out the door. Sulu suddenly exclaimed, Captain, what is it? My sensors are picking up a small craft. Switching to main viewing screen. Scotty looked up from his desk. Captain, he said, do you see what I see? I don't believe it, marveled the doctor. There, out in space, was a small sleigh pulled by 8 tiny reindeer. In the back sat a plump little man dressed in red. Sulu suddenly spoke up. It's being closely pursued by a Klingon warship. The captain calmly ordered, turn to port, mark 4.5, put all shields up. Mr. Chekhov, ready the photon torpedoes. Photon torpedoes ready for firing, said Chekhov. Fire, ordered Kirk. Firing torpedoes at Klingon warship, said Chekhov. A direct hit, Captain, exclaimed Sulu. Thank you, Lieutenant. I saw it for myself, said Kirk. All life support systems on Klingon vessel gone, remarked Mr. Spock. Mr. Scott, the captain said, beam the craft on board. Aye, Captain. Well, it did turn out to be Santa Claus, after all. He'd been blown off course by a tornado when he was over Kansas. He was buffeted into outer space, and as he searched madly for a way to get back to Earth, the Klingons came upon him and tried to steal his toys. He tried to outrun them. They were closing fast when the Enterprise came along and deadened their ship. He thanked the captain, saying, Ho, ho, ho! To show you my gratitude, I'm having my elves deliver a gift to everyone on this ship, a Christmas present. Thank you very much, said the captain.
I hope I get a toy doctor's kit. I love the candy medicine, said Dr. McCoy.
I wonder what Spock got, mumbled the captain.
Let's go see, said McCoy excitedly.
And they both ran to the bridge. And there, what did their wondering eyes behold? But Spock, standing by his desk, with a very puzzled look on his face. Captain, he said, would you mind explaining something to me?
Sure, Spock, what do you need? Asked Kirk.
What is this? He pointed to a tiny choo-choo train puffing along its track.
It's a toy train, Spock. Enjoy, enjoy, said Kirk. And so ends A Christmas on the Enterprise, a story by Anne Harrison, Christmas on Board the Enterprise. Hey, you've got a little poem here, too.
Mm-hmm. This poem is by Kevin Baumgartner, and it's called When Christmas is Here. When Christmas is here, there is always a cheer for boys and especially girls. When a boy found a baby squirrel, he let out a cheer, for he knew that Santa had been here. Christmas is Christ's birthday, as you know, but Christmas is a time for happiness, for people and the baby birds of a nest. Hmm. That's When Christmas is Here by Kevin Baumgartner.
Well, that's a nice one, Miss Message. Look at that clock. I don't think we saved Molly much more time for music tonight.
But remember, after the 6 o'clock news, it's all Christmas music every night this week on Radio Orange.
Well, that is something to listen for. Well, good night, Miss Message.
Good night, Mr. Postmaster. See you tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45 for Letters to Santa Claus. Thank you.